弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
愿大家主里边平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我哋一同你祷告。
Now let us have a word of prayer.
主，我哋感谢你，你引领我哋到你嘅宝座面前。
Lord, we thank thee because you have led us in the presence of your throne.
引领我哋嘅目光注视我哋嘅主耶稣基督。
Will you turn our eyes to fix them upon Jesus?
喺世事繁华嘅当中。主啊，叫我们眼转眼仰望耶稣。
And in the business, in all the matters of life, let us turn our eyes upon Jesus.
叫我们来到仰望主你自己的慈容。
So that we would turn our eyes upon your beautiful face.
主啊，你在万事万物上边来居首位。
And that you would take all, in all things, take first place.
早晨，叫我们安静，主啊，在主的面前，我听主你自己向我们来讲话。
Lord, may you quiet our hearts that we can come in your presence to listen to you to speak to us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 现在我们因为人数多，所以很多各班聚会开始聚会之前，我们就搬凳，这里很繁忙的。
Now, because we have a larger number, so before the meeting, there are many groups in this floor, and so before the meeting begins, there are many chairs being shuffled around, very busy.
但我们都学习，我们尽快安定，安定好之后呢，尽快坐来安静我们的心。
But as, even in that, learn the lesson to quickly arrange all the chairs and have a seat and settle our hearts so that we can be quiet before the Lord.
那些问安啊，聚会之后我们再谈，聚会前我们尽量尽快坐好，我们安静等候主的面前。
So as excited as we are to see each other, to greet each other, let us learn to settle ourselves and quiet before the Lord, and we can greet one another and share after the meeting.
这个每个礼拜都学习的功课，其实我们要搬台搬凳很多，我们需要更加注意一点。
This is a weekly lesson that we learn, because there are many things that we have to shuffle around with the chairs and the tables.
好，我们看我们今天的圣经，在这个约翰福音第21章。
Let us turn to the Bible passage this morning. We'll be looking from the Gospel according to John, chapter 21.
由第一节我读到第十九节。
We'll read John chapter 21, starting with verse 1 to verse 19.
这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现。他怎样显现，记在下面。
Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way.
有西门彼得和称为底士马的多马，并加利利的加拿人拿但业，还有西比泰的两个儿子，有两个门徒都在一处。
Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together.
西门彼得对他们说，我打鱼去。他们说，我们也和你同去。他们就出去上了船，那夜并没有打着什么。
I am going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。
Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus.
耶稣就对他们说，小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说，没有。
Early in, he called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered.
耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。
He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish.
耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，是主。那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣跳在海里。
Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, It is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water.
其余的门徒离岸不远，约有200爪，就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。
The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards.
他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼又有饼。
When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread.
耶稣对他们说，把刚才打的鱼拿几条来。西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共有153条，鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。
Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. Simon Peter climbed abroad and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn.
耶稣说，你们来吃早饭。门徒中没有一个敢问他你是谁，因为知道是主。
Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples there asked him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord.
耶稣就来拿饼和鱼给他们。耶稣从死里复活以后，向门徒显现，这是第三次。
Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深么？
When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?
彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs.
耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我么？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John,Do you truly love me? He answered, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, Take care of my sheep.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我么？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我么？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, Do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep.
我实在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上带，带你到不愿意去的地方。
I tell you the truth. When you are younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说，你跟从我吧。
Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me.
另外我们再来看彼得前书。
Let us also turn to 1 Peter.
第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
一到四节。
Verses 1 to 5.
彼得前书五章一到四节。
First Peter chapter 5 verses 1 through 5.
我这作长老作基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现的荣耀，劝你们中间与我同作长老的人。
To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed.
务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
But shepherds, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing.As God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve.
也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是作群羊的榜样。
Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
圣经我哋暂时读咁多。
That will be all the passages we'll read for now.
刚才喺呢、这个约翰福音二十一章喺呢个提比利亚海边主耶稣显现呢、这个圣经嘅背景，我讲少少。
Maybe I'll first share somewhat of the background of the first passage we read in John chapter 21 when the Lord appeared to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias.
呢、这个喺主耶稣钉十字架。之前彼得曾经三次唔认主。
Now that was before the Lord was crucified on the cross. Peter denied the Lord three times.
喺彼得嘅心里边咧，虽然佢而家已经知道主复活咗啦。
In the heart of Peter, though now in his heart he knew that the Lord was risen.
但系主会唔会原谅佢咧？
Yet he still had this question: Would the Lord forgive him?
佢喺主面前仲有路可以走嘛。
Would he still have a way to go before the Lord?
係喺咁嘅背景底下呢，主耶穌再一次喺呢個提比利亞海呢度嚟顯現。
It was under this scenario, this situation, that the Lord appeared once again to them in the Sea of Tiberias.
喺呢個二十一章裏就話到彼得咧同埋其他六個嘅門徒咧就去打魚。
Here it tells us Peter along with six other disciples they went to fish.
彼得係一個漁夫嚇。
Now Peter himself is a fisherman.
佢翻去打魚係一件對我嚟講係一件正常嘅事。
As far as we are concerned, being a fisherman, for him to go fish is very reasonable, very normal.
但我要知道咧，主曾經咧兩次呼召過彼得嘅。
But we have to also understand that the Lord called Peter twice.
但係彼得呢個時候咧，佢或者唔知要應當如何作。
Perhaps at this moment in Peter's life, he did not know exactly what he is to do.
佢唔知道佢仲有冇路。
He did not know if he has a path forward.
或者佢裏邊灰心。
Perhaps he is discouraged within.
佢翻去打魚。
And he go back to his job of fishing.
但係呢啲眾弟兄咧，又同佢一齊去打魚。
And so these brethren they went to fish with him.
喺呢個打魚嘅嗰晚咧，就發生咗一件事情。
And on that night when they went to fish, this happened.
我唔係漁夫，我唔知道佢係咪成日打魚都夜晚打唔到魚嘅。
Now I'm not a fisherman, so I don't know as far as the fishermen are concerned at night, even all night long they cannot catch any fish.
但我哋知道咧係打魚嘅人咧，佢哋係夜晚去打魚嘅，我係夜晚能夠得到魚。
But we know as far as fishing is concerned, the fishermen go out at night and they're able to catch the fish during the night.
但係咧嗰個發生一件事咧，就係夜晚打唔到魚。
But what happened in this episode is during the night, they did not catch any fish.
然之後呢就係天光，佢哋努力咗天嘅晚上。
But they have labored through the night and through their toil in the morning.
有一個人企喺岸上邊話：小子們啊，你哋有吃嘅沒有？
There was one by the seashore and called out to them, friends, little children, do you have any to eat?
當然之後佢哋知道呢個係耶穌。
Of course, later on, the disciples realized that it was Jesus.
佢哋話：我哋冇得食。
And they said, we don't have any.
主耶穌就同佢哋講：你將你個網抌喺你個船嘅右邊，就必得著。
So the Lord Jesus told them to cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you shall catch the fish.
咁呢拎網一落去，居然有好多嘅魚，153条大魚。
When they did so at his bidding, they caught a big haul of fish. There was 153 large fish.
呢個時候耶穌所愛嗰個門徒咧，嗱講到約翰，佢話：哎呀，係耶穌啊，係主啊！
Now at this time, the disciple whom Jesus loved, it is referring to John, and he said, it is the Lord.
这个彼得听见是主呢，砰一声除了件衫就跳了落海里。
And when Peter heard that it is the Lord, he immediately wrapped himself and jumped into the water.
大家话思想这个彼得做咩跳落海呢？
Now perhaps you're thinking, well, why did Peter jump into the water?
是不是想游很快去见主呢？
Was he planning to swim very quickly to the Lord?
或者有其他原因呢？
Or maybe another reason.
我就在这里，因为圣经没有讲，我在这里思想。
The scriptures did not say, so I give them thought to this.
神很多时候兴起知道我们笨，神兴起一些环境给我们里面知道。
Now, because the Lord knows just how slow we are, so he would arrange some circumstances to let us realize that.
我相信彼得嚟到呢一点，当约翰话系主嘅时候，佢脑边就醒起一个情景。
I believe at this moment in time when John said it is the Lord, Peter recalled his experience.
呢个彼得话：呀，呢个情形咧，以前曾经出现过嘅。
And perhaps in Peter's mind, he thought, wait, this happened before.
呢个出现过喺路加福音第五章。
Now, this particular scenes seem to have appeared before in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 5.
在路加福音第五章呢出现过很相似的一个事件。
Now, in Luke chapter 5, a very similar situation arose.
那时耶稣在这个格勒撒湖，格勒撒湖其实呢做提比利亚海呢都是加利利湖，加利利海。两个不同的名字。
And Luke chapter 5, it says the lake of Gennesaret, which is actually the same place, it is two different names for the Sea of Galilee.
因为这个湖大，有一个地方是隔离撒勒，有一个地方是提比利亚，所以这个湖就有不同的名称。
Now this Sea of Galilee is very large, so at different points they are called different places. For the Sea of Tiberias, or at Luke chapter 5 here, the Lake of Gennesaret.
在那裡他們也有一班漁夫，這班漁夫跟現在在提比利亞海有一些人同樣有幾個人都是兩個情景都在那裡。Now
in the recording in Luke chapter 5 here, there are some fishermen. Some of the fishermen here in Luke chapter 5 are similar to those in John chapter 21. Of course, Simon Peter was there. And the two sons of Zebedee, which was James and John. Some of the people were the same.
然后呢,那个情景就是在路加福音第五章,他们也都是整晚打鱼,打不到鱼。
Similar in Luke chapter 5, they work hard all night and they have caught nothing. And so the fishermen, they went to fix their net and dry their nets.
主耶稣就上了彼得的船，就叫他开出去在那里去讲道。
And Peter, the Lord went on to Peter's boat and told him to launch out into the deep and to preach.
讲完之后，耶稣就跟西门讲， 将船开到水深之处落网打鱼。
Afterwards, then the Lord said to Peter to launch out into the deep and let down the nets for a catch.
这个彼得就说，意思即系我系渔夫啊，我系搞咗成晚都冇，而家你讲就有啊，不过我听你话，费事吓你吓，我就落网睇下有冇啊。
In Peter's answer, he said, "Well, we worked all night and we caught nothing, but because you said so, I will let the nets down. So I don't want to hurt you. Well, I knew what I was doing, but I will just take you at your word."
讲道理就叻，打鱼就系我叻，但系而家听你讲，我就落网啦。
Perhaps Peter was thinking, now you perhaps may be good at preaching, but I'm a fisherman and I'm better than you and know what I'm doing. But because you said so, I will put down the net.
哇！一落去，我又系好多鱼。
Similarly, when he obeyed the Lord and he cast down the net, he caught a large haul of fish.
啲鱼多到咧个网就嚟要搵埋另外一架船一齐上嚟抽啲鱼上嚟。
It was such a large number of fish that their nets began to break, so he signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help.
连呢啲渔夫，所有渔夫都好惊讶，居然有网咁大嘅鱼，好似系从来冇试过咁。
Even all the fishermen, they were in awe as if they have never caught such a large haul of fish before.
彼得嗰个反应咧就， 话佢俯伏喺耶稣嘅面前，佢跪低，佢话主啊，离开我吧，我是一个罪人。
And this is Peter's response in verse 8. When Peter, Simon saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man."
佢点解话佢一个罪人呢？
Now why did Peter say that he was a sinful man?
因为当主耶稣叫佢落网打鱼嘅时候，佢里边系满咗不信嘅。
That is because when Jesus told him to cast down the net, in Peter he was filled with unbelief.
不信乃系呢个最大嘅罪。
And unbelief is the greatest sin.
主耶稣在这里行这个神迹呢，是要给他知道。
When the Lord performed this miracle, it was for Peter to know.
他要知道在彼得所不知道属灵的范畴里面，他是主，他是一切的主。
It is in all the spiritual matters, in all the things that are arranged spiritually, the Lord himself is Lord.
不单是这样，
Not only that,
甚至乎在 彼得所熟悉的打鱼的范畴里面，他仍然是主。
Even on all the chores and affairs that Peter himself is familiar with, and he knows well, even in those matters, the Lord is also Lord.
彼得知道他在那里面对一位永生神。
Now Peter at that time knew he was facing the eternal, the living God.
我时常思想这一段圣经的时候，我想他们那一晚，当他们打到鱼，当然是主的 神迹,
Of course, for them to catch fish at that moment, it is a miracle.
很奇妙的，当我来到预备这段圣经讲道的时候，那么到星期五我们查经的时候，星期五又是查这段圣经。
As I was preparing for the message on Sunday, likewise, this was my experience on Friday night when we have fellowship. we are coming to this passage to share as well.
有啲人以为而家有咗雷达点啦，吓同主耶稣差唔多啫嘛。主耶稣知道下边有鱼，啊有咗雷达开船去到嗰度下边有鱼，你咪去捉鱼啦，系嘛？
Perhaps you say, well, now there's radar and you can sense where the fish are. It's just like Jesus who knew where the fish is. So with the radar telling you where the fish is, you just go there and catch the fish.
我嘅主系远超越过呢一切。But
our Lord far beyond that such matters.
我相信主因为要呼召彼得。
I believe because the Lord is wanting to call Peter.
那一天晚上，虽然主耶稣唔喺嗰度，但主耶稣系管理，叫嗰啲鱼唔好嚟俾佢打到嘅。
Even though the night before, even though the Lord was not there, He is the one who is sovereign. He governed the fish not to be there, so the fishermen did not catch any that night.
神主要俾我哋知道，我哋自己人嘅努力系有尽头嘅。
The Lord God desires for us to know, as man, as mortals, all our efforts has an end.
当主叫他开到水深之处的时候，是主命令这些鱼来到这里，被他打倒。So
when the Lord told Peter to launch out into the deep, it is also him who gave the command for the fish to be there.
今天你虽然尽很多的努力,
today, perhaps, we have used much of our effort and energy.
甚至乎你现在先进到有雷达,
even though we are so advanced now, we have radar.
你有雷达没有鱼，你又怎么算呢？
Even if we have the radar, there's no fish. What do we do?
是吗？ Right. 所以我们不要以为现今我们科技进步。
So do not misunderstand and think now we have advanced technology.
所以今天有些人以为是无所不能，不是的。
So with all that our capabilities, we can do whatever we want. That is not the case.
我们厉害到以为我们能够用试管做婴孩出来。
Perhaps we are so capable we can make test tube babies.
你以为你有这样的科技。 但是神不容许就是不容许。
Even though we think we have so much disposal at our hands, but if God is not willing, we cannot do anything.
回到提比利亚海。
So when we come back to the scene here at the Sea of Tiberias,
当这一切在彼得面前要发生的时候,
when this scene took place before Peter,
路加福音这个情景在里面出现。
Once again, his experience that's recorded for us in Luke 5 appeared before Peter.
主耶稣一句说话都没需要讲。
And even before the Lord himself said anything,
彼得就一声就跳了下去。Peter
immediately jumped into the water.
我自己个人觉得他跳下去的原因跟这里是一样。
Personally, I feel his reason for jumping into the water is similar to Luke chapter 5 here.
在路加福音第五章这里呢, 主耶稣跟他讲话, 不要怕, 你不用怕。
Because in Luke chapter 5 here, the Lord told him, do not fear.
神有呼召, 从今你以后要得人了。
And because God has come to call him,
你以后要得人了, 你不再是得鱼, 你要得人。
To call him to be fishers of men, and no longer just to catch fish, but to catch men.
现今彼得回去, 里面觉得灰心去回去打鱼。
So now in John chapter 21, Peter has been discouraged. He went back to his occupation of fishing.
我相信在提比利亚海那一天晚上，是主完全的管理，叫他打不到鱼。
I also believe it is throughout the night when the fisherman was on the Sea of Tiberias, the Lord governed and allowed not for them to catch any fish.
好像是主用着相同的情景, 两次向彼得来讲话。
It seems as if the Lord using the same experience two times to speak to Peter.
彼得就想起当时我是如何的不信。
And Peter recall how he was filled with unbelief previously.
到现今我仍然是这样。
And even now at this point I am the same.
所以他里面觉得他没面见主。
So he thought, I have no face, I'm ashamed to see the Lord.
他就噗一声就跳了下去。
So immediately he jumped into the water.
但我的主呢, 很有恩典。
But our Lord is very gracious.
当他们回到岸上的时候,
when they came to shore,
主耶稣, 问他们一句话,
the Lord asked them,
你有没有东西吃啊?
Have you any to eat?
我觉得我们的主呢, 很奇妙的。
I feel our Lord is very wonderful.
我们的主呢, 喜欢问人问题。
Our Lord likes to ask questions.
有时呢, 明知故问。
Sometimes it seems like he knows the answer, why he's still asking.
在这一章圣经里面, 主呢, 问了几次。
So here the Lord asks some questions.
主问这个, 这帮门徒, 你有没有东西吃?
So the Lord asked the disciples, have you any to eat?
你说主知不知道他有食物还是没有食物？当然主知道，是吗？
Now you might say, well, does the Lord know if they have any to eat? Of course, we realize the Lord does know.
一会儿主又问彼得三次问彼得，你爱我吗？
And then later on, the Lord asked Peter three times, do you love me?
我不知道你有些快结婚的有没有问对方你爱我吗？
Now we have many that are marrying this year. I don't know if you ask the other party, well, do you love me?
主是做他心肠肺腑，当然知道。 他爱不爱他？主又要问呢？
Well, of course, the Lord is his maker who created his heart and his reins. Why would the Lord need to ask if he loves me or not?
你记得在创世纪的时候，当亚当和夏娃犯了罪，发觉自己赤身露体躲在树后边的时候，耶和华神来到园子里边，你要寻找他们。
Now, you know the same scene after Adam and Eve sinned and they realized they were naked and they were hiding behind in the bushes, and the Lord came to seek them out.
神要问他们，你在哪里？
And God came to say, where are you?
神的眼睛察看全地，难道不知道他在哪里？
For the eyes of God goes to and fro throughout the earth. Of course, God knows where they are.
所以其实神，我们的主，每一次在问我们问题的时候，他都是有意思的。
Of course, he is all-knowing, but each time when he asks us a question, he has a purpose behind such questioning.
主来问亚当和夏娃，你在哪里的时候，意思是给他们有一个认罪的机会。
When God came to seek out Adam and Eve and asked, where are you? That was an opportunity for the couple to confess their sin.
如果当时亚当说，主啊，我错了，我是因为不信，我吃错了这个果子。 引致到我而家赤身露体，我想翻到嚟你嗰度，我相信咧情形好唔一样。Now
I believe if Adam would confess his sin at that moment, Lord, I have sinned, I have disobeyed your command, and I've taken the fruit, and I want to, and I know I am naked, and I want to come before you back into your presence. I believe the entire history would be different.
但係好可惜，我始祖唔係咁樣。But
sadly, our forefather was not so.
喺嗰度佢喺嗰度，我哋叫做姓賴啊，係嘛？你賜俾我，你第一個就賴神，你賜俾我嗰個女人，將個果子俾咗我食，所以就變咗咁樣。And
so we, as the Chinese would say, well, he changed his last name to Mr. Lai because it's a blame. So the blame game, he blamed someone else. He first blamed God. Well, you, the woman whom you created for me, she gave me of the fruit and I ate of it, and then he blamed Eve.
唔怪得今日我哋都有好多啲咁嘅罪性喺我哋里边，系咪？
So likewise, today we're filled with sinful nature.
翻到嚟提比利亚海。
So when we come back to here in the Sea of Tiberias,
主就问佢哋第一个问题：你哋有吃嘅没有？
So the Lord asked them the first question: have you any to eat?
喺彼得嘅里边，我想佢会兴起啊。
So perhaps in the heart of Peter, he may have such thoughts.
我盡了我努力喺我個認識嘅工作範圍裏邊，我以為我能夠靠著自己，原來我唔能夠靠得著自己。
Perhaps in the thought process of Peter, he thought, well, this is my expertise, and I've done the best that I can, and I'm able to do all that I can, but he realized I cannot rely on myself.
很多时圣经跟我们说，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的性命，有什么益处呢？
The Bible teaches us, if we were to gain the whole world, yet we have given on life, what would that profit us?
这个如果赚得全世界，如果而已，很多时我们尽了努力，世界都被你赚不到的。
Now this is very conditional, if, a very big if we were to gain the whole world. Many times we expended all energy and effort, yet we cannot gain the world.
主有一个启示给他，要他晓得，你甚至乎你以为你靠着你自己的努力能够赚到这个世界，未必一定赚到。
This is the Lord's revelation to Peter. Peter, even if you expend all your energy and your effort, your expertise to gain the whole world, you may not be able to do so.
我曾经是呼召你出来得人,
I have called you out to be fishers of men, to catch men and not to catch fish.
一方面是彼得灰心,
on the one hand, Peter was discouraged.
一方面可能是因着要维持他的生计的缘故.
On the other hand, perhaps it was for his livelihood that Peter needed to go back to his occupation to make a living.
好像主的应许不再是那么可靠。
It seems as perhaps, well, what the Lord promised me is not that reliable.
如果我出来去打,去捉人的,去得人的,
if I went to serve the Lord to catch fish, to be a fisher of men,
我的生计又如何办呢?
What about my livelihood? What do I do?
但主在这里说,启示给他知道。
But here the Lord revealed to him,
你的生计是主自己来负责。
It is the Lord himself who will be responsible for your living.
主要叫你得鱼,你就得鱼。
If the Lord will cause you to gain, catch fish, to have fish, you will have fish.
在那里第一个认得主的是这个约翰,主所爱的门徒。
So it is the first to recognize the Lord was John, the disciple whom Jesus loved.
约翰看看,是主啊。
And John saw and said, it is the Lord.
这个认得主,这个很重要。
Now it is very important to recognize the Lord.
今天我们有没有,在我们信了主这么久,我们有没有遇见过主,我们认得是主。
Now, we have believed in the Lord for so long. In our experience, do we ever recognize the Lord? In what we experience, do we realize it is the Lord?
当然我们今天不再需要他们那时候,用我们的肉眼来认我们的主。
Of course, now we do not to use our physical eyes as the disciples at that time to physically recognize the Lord.
你看看主在彼得的身上,在他认识主之前,认出主之前,主兴起了两次相同的环境,让他来知道是主。
Now we look at Peter's experience in his example. The Lord rose up two experiences, two situations for him to experience, to recognize the Lord.
很多时我们碰到很多的我们遇到的周围的人事物是主安排的主容让我们遇到的我们都不知道是主。
Now many a times in our daily living, the Lord has risen many experiences, many different people, events, and matters around us that is His doing, yet we do not recognize it is the Lord.
所以有时候被主管教了又不知道。
So sometimes we have been disciplined by the Lord, yet we are unawares.
或者主如何带领你,你又不知道。
Or perhaps it is the Lord leading us along in this way, yet we do not know.
我们里面的心要苏醒,要知道, 在神面前要等,有一个等候的心, 要认识是不是主。
Our hearts must be alert and to await to see if it is the Lord who is leading us.
我相信在今天的环境下,我们很少机会说,好像他们那样,用眼见到主在那里,不是这样。
I feel in our circumstances, it would be very rare, it would be as the disciples experienced, to see the Lord physically with our eyes. It would not be the case.
但我们如果里面苏醒的时候,我们是会知道。
But when we're awakened, alert within, we will know.
我交通过一次,我自己的经历,最近的经历就是这样。
I shared this before, and this is my recent experience.
去年在我做工的时候,是很大压力,很不合理的时候。
Last year, during my work, in my environment, it was a great deal of pressure, and in fact, we can say it is very unreasonable.
在我三十多年前出来做工的时候,神给了一句话,说要负我的责任,在我这份工上负我的责任。
More than 30 years ago, when I went into the workforce, the Lord gave me these words, and that is, He said He will be responsible for me.
所以我这么多年我都没有出来找过工。
So throughout all these years of employment, I did not go seek other employment.
或者有人来问问我有没有兴趣,我都不用说,我就不跟他说。
Perhaps when others seek me out and see if I was interested, I would not entertain them, and that would be the end of the story.
但去到去年一日要做十几个钟,还要做十几个钟都不要紧,还要受气,那些人事那些,所以我就起心。 神你都不扶到我责任,等我自己扶我责任,我自己去找工。
So during my experience last year, when I had to work over 10 hours a day, many hours a day, and even with that is okay, but when I have so many of the political situations at work with the personnel, I just couldn't take it anymore. I said, well, Lord, it looks like you're not responsible for me anymore, so I'll initiate it to look for work elsewhere.
我都冇乜點樣去揾工啊，個工嚟揾我啊。
Actually, I did not have to do much. The employment came to look for me, the job offer.
有一間香港嘅銀行就透過佢美國嘅分行嚟揾我，叫我去做佢哋嗰邊嘅分行經理。
There was a Hong Kong bank through their U.S. branch came to seek me out to see if I would be the manager of their U.S. Branch here to be the manager.
哇！咁我裏邊又好開心啊，仲唔係主嘅手？ 現在不是我找工，工來找我。
So within me, obviously, I would be very excited. Actually, I did not need to seek employment. The job offer came to me.
還說那份工很好的，沒什麼事做，真的開心。
In fact, it was a very good job offer. There was not much to do at that job.
又說沒什麼壓力的。
There's no pressure.
怎知呢? 他叫我給resume給你，給香港的CEO。 我即刻俾咗，俾香港嗰個總裁，我俾咗佢。
They asked for my resume, so immediately I sent in my resume to the CEO in Hong Kong.
點知俾咗佢之後咧，奇怪喎，佢嚟揾我喎，跟住咧成日沉大海。
It was them who came to seek for me, but after I turned in my resume to them, it seems like now there's no reply, and it seems like it vanished.
過咗幾日，消息傳出嚟，我嘅銀行咧。
Shortly after, a few days later, there was news that my entire bank that I work for, not only the U.S., but even the Hong Kong office, the entire bank would be sold.
而这间来叫我过档的这间银行的母公司呢，就是来逼来到竞投我这间银行其中四间里边其中一间来的。
In fact, the other bank that looked for me with the job offer, this bank, the mother company of this bank, was one of the four companies that was bidding for my bank. Then immediately I realized why they did not reply to my resume. Now this is just a worldly viewpoint understanding.
就是因为呢，如果佢投得到竞投到我呢间公司呢，佢梗系唔想呢间公司嘅管理层有喐动啦。
Of course, the earthly perspective is that if they were successful in their bid to win this company, they don't want any change in the management level of the company which they bid.
哇！我同神讲话，神啊，主啊，天大地大，咁难得有间公司嚟揾我，全世界咁多公司，点解呢个变咗嗰间嚟到逼我公司其中一四间中一间？我话呢啲唔系偶然。
So I said to the Lord, Lord, so many companies in this world. Yet, of all the companies that can come and bid for my bank, this other bank was one of the companies that came to bid for my company.
我知道有神嘅手喺嗰度，你即係睇見事主，呢個好緊要。我睇見事主。
So spiritually speaking, then I recognize the hand of God at work here. And so it's a very important point here when we recognize the doings of the Lord and say, it is the Lord.
我裏邊咧就醒過嚟。
And so within me, I was awakened. I was quickened.
神话要负我嘅责任。
When God said, I will be responsible for you.
而家我唔俾佢负我责任，我自己揾路走。
So now what I did was I did not want him to be responsible. I found my own way.
神就叫呢间公司咧嚟逼你，睇你点走。
And so God asked this company to bid on my company and see where will I go.
咁啊 CEO 都冇办法啦 ，CEO 本来都唔知道啊，咁而家知道佢都唔敢喐。
Now, the CEO had no way. He may not know the news, but now he realized the situation. He could not make a move.
長話短說，過咗幾個月之後，呢間公司咧競投唔到我哋啦，俾其他另外一間公司買咗我哋銀行。
So, to make a long story short, at the end of a few months, it was not this company that won the bid, it was another company.
佢就返嚟揾我啦。
So then this bank came back to look for me.
佢就同我讲系啊，对唔住啊，我哋都唔知道我哋母公司会嚟到竞投呢个银行，所以我哋唔系唔敢喐咯。而家投唔到啊，又返嚟揾我问我有冇兴趣过嚟帮我哋手。
So after all the dust has settled, they came back to me and said, oh, I'm sorry that we did not get back to you, but because of the situation, we did not realize the mother company will bid on your bank. And so when that action was taking place, we cannot approach you, but now everything is over, and they came back looking for me.
在我工作的那時候,那些難處、忙碌、沒有改變到。
During the time when they came back to look for me, all my work situation was the same, still very difficult and all the hardship.
但我心態改變了。
But my attitude had changed.
因為我知道是主。
Because I recognize, I realize it is the Lord.
知道主不讓我走。
It is the Lord who would not let me go.
所以我很瀟灑跟他說,我說, 對不起,我沒有興趣,我不過來了。
So I can just very carefree wave them off and say, I'm not interested, I will not go over.
一點都沒有覺得可惜。
I did not have any sense of regret or pity.
或者有人這麼欣賞你,我這些是人的驕傲。
Or perhaps some pride and say, well, they admire me so much and they really want me, so none of that influenced me.
因為我知道是主。
Because I recognize the fact that it is the Lord.
所以这个是一个活生生的例子。
So this is a very practical example, experience.
我们不是用再用我们的眼来看主。
So it is not with our eyes that we want to physically see our Lord.
神给我的带领,我认识是主的手。
When the Lord leads us, we have to recognize His hand at work leading us.
你知道,主知道我们这帮羊,这羊很蠢的,很多时候我们不知道,所以主一次,两次,做到我们知道的,但你自己的心,有一神面前,要苏醒。
Now the Lord knows us, leads us as sheep, and we know that sheep are very dumb, and we are very slow, so the Lord has to arrange circumstances again and again, over and over again, for us to realize as sheep, our hearts have to be alert and awakened before Him. And so John there recognized it is the Lord. And Peter recognized it is the Lord.
復活的主向他們在那裡顯現。
And so the risen Lord there revealed Himself to them.
為什麼, 主要三次問彼得你愛我嗎?
Then why is it the Lord must ask Peter three times, do you love me?
其實我們知道彼得的心是很複雜的。
Now we know in Peter's heart it is very complex.
我們當然知道彼得和猶大不一樣。
We know that Peter and Judas are different.
因為猶大從來沒有信過主。That
is because Judas never believed in the Lord.
但是彼得是信主的。But
Peter believed in the Lord.
但是他在主的面前不認主是有軟弱。
But in the Lord's presence, when he denied the Lord three times, it was because of his weakness.
他不知道主能不能再爱他。
At this time, Peter did not know if the Lord would still love him.
他甚至乎不敢来到主的面前。
Even to a point, he dared not come into the presence of the Lord.
所以他远远在海里听见主都没面见主，立刻跳咗落海度。
So even from afar, when he heard it is the Lord, with shame, he jumped into the water. And it is all the Lord who took the initiative.
主问了他们有没有得食，然后拿些鱼来，彼得就没办法，拖些鱼来。
It is the Lord who initiated to ask, do you have any to eat? Do you catch any fish? Bring the fish. So Peter just reluctantly dragged the fish to the Lord.
这个是好像一个妈妈怎么样对待一个犯了错的孩子一样。
This is just as a mother who is dealing with the children who have sinned.
满了怜悯,
filled with mercy.
主动向他伸出手,
to take the initiation to extend forth her hand.
你比彼得有天大的胆啊, 这个彼得都不敢主动到主面前跟主讲, 主啊我爱你。
Even with the greatest courage, all boldness of the world, Peter would not dare to come into the presence of the Lord and say boldly, Lord, I love you.
彼得讲不出啊。
Peter just could not say it.
他不知道主的反应会是怎样。
He would not know how the Lord will respond.
三次不认主。
Three times he denied the Lord.
但是主知道彼得是爱他。
But the Lord knows that Peter loves him.
所以主要亲口来问彼得，开这个话题。
So the Lord himself initiated this topic and asked him personally this matter.
彼得你爱我吗?
Peter, do you love me?
问了三次。
He asked Peter three times.
彼得三次都跟主讲，主啊，我系爱你，你知道。
And three times the Lord, Peter said to the Lord, Lord, you know that I love you.
我唔能够再好似以前咁样讲啦。
I cannot say as I would before.
纵然众人都唔认你。 我都唔会唔认你。
I would not dare to proclaim as I did before. If all others deny you or forsake you, I will not.
啊，纵然你系要去上十字架，我愿意与你同死。
And if you are to go on the cross to die, I will die with you. I will go with you.
彼得嚟到呢个地步，佢再唔够胆按着自己嘅意思嚟讲，但佢心确实系爱主嘅。
At this particular point in Peter's life, he dare not trust himself anymore that he would just do or say what he wanted, but in his heart, he truly loved the Lord.
你睇下喺呢个时候啊，彼得啊，系俾主喺佢面前开咗啊呢个口，问佢呢个问题，佢先有办法喺主面前。倾心吐意将自己摆喺主嘅面前。
So we realize it is the Lord who first initiated this topic to ask of Peter. Then, without any withholding, Peter is able to pour forth his heart before the Lord.
佢先至能够将佢主先至能够将彼得呢个心结嚟解开。
Then is the Lord able to untie this knot that is in the heart of Peter?
其实我哋喺主面前咧，都好多时咧，我哋唔系好似彼得咁当面唔认佢。但我哋好多时我当佢唔存在，我哋自己做我哋自己嘅，我哋甚至乎咧当佢唔喺度，我哋喺嗰度犯我哋要犯嘅罪。
Many a times, though we may not go through exactly what Peter is to plainly deny the Lord, but in our situation it is the same. We just treat the Lord as he does not exist, he's not there, and we do whatever we want, even to a point when we think the Lord is not present, not with us, and we go and commit the sin which we want.
唔止三次。
Not only three times.
但我哋仲有冇路翻嚟到主嘅面前咧
？Yet after all that, do we still have a way back to the Lord？
我哋能唔能够翻嚟擘饼咧
？Can we come and break the bread？
我哋能唔能够与弟兄姊妹相交咧
？Can we have fellowship with brothers and sisters？
喺彼得嘅里边，我相信佢里边满咗感恩。
I feel in the heart of Peter, he is filled with thanksgiving。
众弟兄仲同我一齐去打鱼。
His brothers went to catch fish with him.
无论呢个弟兄点样软弱都好
，regardless of how weak Peter this brother was，
佢啲弟兄冇嚟到落井下石。
The brothers did not forsake him, did not step all over him.
彼得，你嗰阵时你又咩嘢都认咩认叻啊？而家睇下你咁，你咁嘅样。
See, look at you, Peter. You're the one who was so boastful and say you do all that for the Lord. Look at you now.
但系呢啲弟兄们冇。
But these brothers did not.
啊，佢软弱都同。都喺呢个弟兄嘅当中，喺肢体嘅当中。
He is weak, but he is still amongst the body, amongst the brothers.
肢体一样喺嗰度嚟陪伴佢。
The body is still there accompanying.
佢话：你睇，佢话佢去打鱼，彼得话我打鱼去，佢话我哋都同你去。
And so Peter says, I'm going out to fish, and they said, we will go with you.
我系同你一齐去打鱼。
We will go with you.
所以当主问彼得，你爱我比呢啲更深么？
So when the Lord asked Peter, "Do you love me more than these?"
啊，当然第一个问佢呢啲，我相信系问佢打鱼。
Of course, the first part of all these, I think, includes the fishing.
我当神就呼召你出嚟系得人嘅，唔系去得鱼嘅。
I've called you out to be fisher of men, to catch men and not fish.
你而家系你系担心你嘅生计嘛
？Now are you worried about your livelihood?
你需要顾及你嘅生活吗？
Are you concerned with your living?
你能唔能够爱我，将你自己嘅生活，将你嘅生命置诸度外咧
？Are you able to love me more than these and put aside all your thoughts and cares about your daily living?
彼得话我爱你。
Peter says, "I love you."
啊，主就同佢讲，你喂养我嘅小羊。
So the Lord says to him to feed my lambs.
三次主问佢。
Three times the Lord asked him.
啊，其实主今次翻嚟咧，主根本唔需要问佢，主知道一切。主系将呢啲主嘅羊要托付俾彼得嘅。
The Lord knew all of this. He did not need to come back and especially ask Peter these questions. But it is through Dick's experience, the Lord is entrusting the flock, the sheep, to Peter.
彼得从来冇受过啲咩训练去牧养呢啲嘅群羊啊。
Peter was never trained. There, he did not go to any schooling to train to tend to the sheep, to tend to the flock.
彼得所识嘅就系打鱼。
All Peter knew was to fish.
主叫佢去喂呢啲羊，佢用咩嚟喂咧
？The Lord told him to feed his lambs. With what will Peter do?
啊，但系主要去喂养羊嘅首要条件系爱， 爱主。
So the first requirement, the first condition for Peter to feed the sheep is love.
主冇问佢彼得你有咩恩赐。
The Lord did not ask Peter, what gift do you have?
啊，彼得冇问佢你有几多圣经知识。
How much Bible knowledge do you have?
全部都冇问。
The Lord did not ask him any of those questions.
啊，因为主知道佢会亲自供应彼得。
Because the Lord knew full well he is the one who will provide to Peter.
到了末了的时候
At the end,、
啊、主跟彼得说
The Lord said to Peter,、
啊、你到阵时你到年老的时候、啊、你要用死来荣耀我。
When you are old, in your death, you will glorify me.、
啊、你跟从我吧。
You follow me.
从第一日主第一次呼召彼得主就是呼召他去跟从主的。
Even from the first day when the Lord called Peter,It is for Peter to follow the Lord.
但是从第一日开始，彼得从来不知道主这个呼召叫他跟从他，是叫他至死忠心。这个跟从是要叫他用死来荣耀主的。
Yet at the beginning of the calling, Peter did not realize such a calling was for him to follow the Lord even unto death, for him to be faithful unto death.
所以主呼召我们跟从他，这个跟从是至死忠心的跟从。
So when the Lord calls us to follow him, such a calling is for us to follow faithfully even unto death.
是永不回头的跟从。
It is a following that we would not turn back.
啊，主第一次呼召彼，在前两次呼召彼得的时候呢，是呼召彼得你去得人。
The first two calling the Lord called Peter was first to catch men.
啊，在这里的呼召彼得呢，再一次呼召彼得呢，是叫彼得去三次跟彼得讲。
And this calling that the calling the Lord had for Peter is to feed.
这是一个完全的福音。
And this is the complete gospel.
我们不单止要得着人，叫人来信这个福音。
So the gospel is not to catch men for them to merely believe in this gospel.
得着人之后还要喂养他们。
But after you catch the men, you gain the men, you gain the people, you have to feed them, you have to shepherd them.
在彼得这一次被主得着之后
This time, after Peter was gained by the Lord,
当他来到面对这个复活的基督之后
and when he is face to face with this risen Christ,
他所有的阴暗都被除去
all his darkness, all his dimness was removed,
他的一生就是在那里来得人和喂养
and throughout his life then, from that point on, was to gain man, to catch man, and to feed.
我们来到这个使徒行传
When we come to the book of Acts,
我们看见彼得在那里得着三千人。
We see how Peter gained 3,000.
在那里得着五千人。
And there how he gained 5,000.
因为讲到有三千人信主，有五千人信主。
And when he preached, 3,000 believed, 5,000 believed.
有这么多鱼在那里，那个福音的网没破到。
And there's so much fish there, yet the net of the gospel did not break.
当在这个五旬节彼得起身来讲话的时候。
And during the day of Pentecost, when Peter stood to speak.
十一个使徒一同同佢站喺嗰度嚟到讲话。
And the 11 stood together with him, so they stood as one to speak.
好似呢，佢打鱼有六个嘅门徒同佢一齐喺嗰度去打鱼。
So just here, even when he went to fish, the six disciples went together to fish with him.
一幅好美丽嘅图画。
It is such a beautiful picture.
同心嘅图画。
It is a picture of unity.
你话我而家好多人都翻去嗰啲嗰啲Facebook 啊，嗰啲咩揾翻自己讀書嘅時候啊，嗰啲有啲人揾翻幼稚園嗰啲同學啊，一班一班啊，講下想當年啊。
Many times you see on Facebook when they will find each other long lost acquaintances, even from school or even in elementary school, they find and they would talk of the old times.
呢度彼得嘅呢一班嘅漁夫啊，佢熟悉嘅。不单止他一同打鱼大，并且而家一同有服侍主，你觉得系咪好美啊
？So here we see this picture of his friends. They grew up together, they fished together, and now they serve together.
而家我哋嗰啲 Facebook 嗰啲，你都系往回头望嘅啫，但系大部分都唔信主嘅。
Perhaps we find old friends on Facebook, but that is only a reflection. We look back on the old times.And not moving forward, they mainly, sadly, do not believe in the Lord.
我哋都系寻找紧一啲自己年幼天真无邪嘅日子嘅，其实。
Perhaps in those experiences, we're just recounting reflecting on the days of innocence back in our youth when we were more pure and innocent.
啊, 但如果我们说, 哎呀, 一帮的, 朋友, 啊, 一帮我所熟悉的, 由小到大, 究竟是我们这样, 现在我一同去服侍主, 啊, 几咁漂亮一件事情。
But how beautiful it is when we have friends that we grew up with, that we were friends and we grow together and now we serve together. How beautiful would that be?
在使徒行传里面, 我们看见彼得, 怎样神用着他来得人。
We can see how God used Peter in the book of Acts for him to gain men.
不是靠着彼得自己的, 啊, 才干, 能力。
It is not by Peter's own talent or his ability.
啊, 乃是神的灵在那里来到临到他。
But it is the Spirit of God that came upon him.
啊, 来到彼得前书后书的时候,
when we get to 1st and 2nd Peter,
我们就看见彼得在那里来做喂养工作。
We are able to see that there Peter does the work of shepherding, feeding.
如果你回去细心将彼得前书、彼得后书读一次，这些不是得人的工作，是喂养工作。
So when we carefully read again 1st and 2nd Peter, this is not a subject of catching men, gaining men, but it's to feed, to shepherd the flock.
当基督在我们的心里向我们显现的时候，
That is when Christ reveals himself to us in our heart.
啊, 当我们被主 摸着的时候,
that is when we are touched by the Lord.
或者说当我们曾经里面面对面遇见主的时候,
or perhaps when we have met the Lord face to face.
主的托付, 主的话在这个人的心里面一生不改变。
The commitment of the Lord, his words to the heart of this individual does not change.
因此当现今去到彼得, 啊, 的书信, 彼得前书, 里面都讲到主, 彼得知道自己去见主的日子近了。
So even when we reach the epistles of Peter here in 1 Peter, when Peter realizes his time is at hand, his time is for him to meet the Lord soon.
彼得吩咐在那里求，在那劝，与他同作长老的，说你们务要牧养神的群羊。
So Peter says to the elders among you, I appeal to you, I urge you, I beseech you as a fellow elders to shepherd the flock.
在几十年前提比利亚海 那个情景在他里面从来没有暗淡过。
The scene in the heart of Peter by the Sea of Tiberias decades ago have never faded in the heart of Peter.
因为碰过主这个事情在他里面从来没有暗淡，因为在灵的里面，不是在人的记性的里面。
And this is not in man's memory or recollection, but in the spirit that we have met the Lord, and such experience will never fade.
主怎样将他的羊托付给彼得？
How the Lord entrusted his flock, his sheep, to Peter.
现今彼得要离开世界了。
And now Peter is about to depart from this world.
主所托付给我羊怎么办呢？ 我要将它托付给与我同作同工的长老。
So now what do I do with the flock that the Lord has entrusted to me since my time is at hand? He encourages, he appeals to the elders among him who are fellow elders to be shepherds of God's flock under their care.
啊, 并且现今的彼得不是再以前的彼得。
And now Peter is no longer the same Peter.
他不是以前那个骄傲的彼得。
He is not the proud Peter of old.
他不敢再吩咐人。
No longer can he command others.
我与你同作同工, 啊, 同为作长老, 他不是自己的使徒, 我同你同为作长老的, 我劝你们, 务要牧养神的群羊。
So not as a position of an apostle to command, but he encourages them, appeals to them, in the same level that to the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elders to be shepherd of God's flock that is under your care.
他说我这个做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现的荣耀的，劝你们。
And so he says, I appeal to you as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and one who also will share in the glory that is to be revealed.
保罗都是这样。
And same with Paul.
保罗说，我劝你们将身体献上。 当作活祭是理所应当的，是你所当然的，是神所喜悦的。
And so when Paul says the same thing, it is with the same tone, with this attitude of appealing, urging them, beseeching them, I beseech you, therefore, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice unto God to prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God,
这个,
which is our reasonable spiritual service of worship.
这个劝里面有基督的温柔，基督的谦卑。
And so with this appealing, this urging, beseeching, there is the meekness and the gentleness of Christ.
彼得当然他是作过基督受苦的见证。
Of course, Peter, he was a witness of the sufferings of Christ.
他看见过基督如何受苦。
And with his eyes, he saw physically how Christ suffered.
他看过基督如何钉十字架。
And he saw how Christ was crucified.
他与主同在哈西马利园的里边。
And he was alongside with the Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane.
但后边讲到同享后来所要显现的荣耀呢，就不一样。
But here, when he continues on, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 is different when he says, one who also will share in the glory to be revealed.
他不是单因为他见过所以能够同享荣耀。
Not only because he saw with his eyes that he can be a partaker of it.
并且他亦都在这几十年的里面，在那里作为了一个见证人，与基督同受苦难，饱满基督患难的不足。
But also during the decades after, he was a witness in a way that he was a partaker in the sufferings of Christ to fulfill the sufferings of Christ which was lacking, which was behind.
过往时呢，我有一个误解。
And before, I had this misunderstanding of that verse.
因为保罗也曾经讲过一句类似的话。
Because Paul himself also said these similar words.
在提摩太后书的4章第7节。
And 1 Timothy chapter 4, chapter 4, verse 7, he said, Paul says,
前面一句我不读了，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按公义审判的主到了那日，要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
That is in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. I won't go into it, but it says that there is a crown of righteousness that is stored for me, and not only for me, but all those who love his appearing.
那时我看这节圣经很简单，你们愿不愿意主来啊？我愿主来，我们抹饼的时候都是这样唱啦。
And so my understanding previously was, do you long for the Lord's appearing? Of course we all do. We even sing that during bread breaking.
哇，那行了，有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Well, that's it then. You qualify for that crown of righteousness that is stored for Paul and for you because you long for his appearing, right?
圣经是这么说的嘛，那日赐给我的不但赐给我，也都赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Isn't that what it says there in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7? Not only for me, but also for those who long for his appearing.
但是不单是这样的。
But not only that.
你渴望这个显现呢， 应当好像保罗那样，当走的路你走过了，当打的仗你打尽，打过了。
But verse 8 says, you long for that appearing, but in longing, you have to long as Paul longed. In verse 7, he had fought the good fight, he had finished the race, and he had kept the faith.
所信的道理要守住。
And you have kept the faith.
不是只有口讲。
And so it's not only a slogan where you proclaim with your mouth.
所以回到这里，彼得前书第五章。 这里说同享后来所显现的荣耀，他很有把握，彼得很有把握，他能够同享以后的荣耀，因为他不单止见过，并且他是在那个作为一个见证人，与基督同受苦难。
And so when here we get back to 1 Peter chapter 5, when he says he is also to share in the glory that is to be revealed, and not only that he was an eyewitness of the suffering of Christ, but himself was a witness of that suffering because in the decades he suffered along with Christ.
你们要去
And be shepherds then of the flock of God.
彼得也都没有教他们有什么恩赐，有什么知识，没有，你去牧养，因为这是基于在爱心里面的牧养。
So Peter tells them to shepherd not because they had any gifts, not because of any knowledge, but that care was based on love.
不是出于勉强，要甘心。
It is not because that you are over lording over them, but willingly.
不是出于勉强要甘心呢，彼得他在神面前是甘心，神从来主没勉强彼得，你不要去打鱼。
So it is not a coercion, but you must, but it is because you are willing. The Lord never forced Peter to do anything. He can go fish.
甚至乎我一穷二白都好，但是主吩咐我，因着爱主的缘故，我甘心。 乐意去牧养群羊。
No matter what my situation is, but because I am willing and I will obey the Lord's command because I'm willing to shepherd his flock.
我们的主在地上都是这样，因为看见主在地上都是这样。
That is because Peter himself saw our Lord as the example on earth.
我们主在地上的时候，看见这些人好像羊那样流离失所，没有人来牧养他们。
When the Lord saw the people, they were scattered as sheep without a shepherd. He himself tended to them and shepherded them.
主是甘心从天上来到这个地上边，
our Lord himself willingly came down from heaven into earth.
所以彼得不单止在那里教导，彼得其实他是这样活出的，我自己都不是勉强，我都是甘心的。So
Peter himself is not there teaching them, encouraging them, but he himself was that example to live it out. He said, I do so as well, that not because I must, but because I am willing.
你们不要贪钱，不要贪心。
And not for the greed of money.
不要贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Not for the greed of money, but eager to serve willingly.
因为圣经曾经跟我们说，不过善于管理教会，是配得这个供奉的，不过善于教导传道的，亦都是如此的。 所以长老当时他们是收一些奉献的。
Because in their background is that as those who serve God, as those who are elders, as it teaches in the Bible, those who are overseers, they're able to receive their wages, especially those who are apt to teach, that they would receive their wages, and that is their background.
但这个好像一个权利。
It seems as that is their right. They earn their wage by doing so.
但是不是因为你有这样的权利，你就要得着这些。
But Peter says, not for the greed of money, not because you have such a right that you have a privilege to those things.
就算没有，你要不要教导呢？
Even if you don't have those things, do you need to tend to the sheep to teach?
需要教，需要牧养他们。
You must tend to them. You have to.
你知道，养羊跟养猪不一样。
Now, you know it's different when you are taking care of animals is different from the flock than swine.
所以好感谢主，各位属于人，大家觉得自己羊唔系猪啊。And
so we thank the Lord that we are as sheep and not as swine, as pigs.
你知道猪咧，俾佢咩嘢佢都食嘅。You
know, for the pigs, for the swine, you feed them anything, they'll eat it.
但羊咧就食草。But
for the sheep, they only will eat the grass.
羊仔咧，同呢个成年嘅羊咧，又唔一样。Also
for the lambs and the sheep. They are also different.
所以, 做教导的，也都需要学习。
So those who are teaching, we also need to learn that lesson.
上台乱讲一堆，就好像喂猪咁，什么东西都塞给他。
So I just come and say whatever I want, just like I'm feeding sheep, pigs, and they'll eat anything.
我们不能够这样，你要跟随主，看看这班羊，这班不是猪。 他们有什么需要，你要喂他。So
we have to realize we're tending to the flock of God and they are not pigs, they'll eat anything. We have to see what is needed, so we will feed accordingly.
几时他们需要休息，几时需要保护，几时都需要到草原上，几时带到溪水旁。
When the sheep needs to eat, when the sheep needs to rest, when the sheep needs the anointing oil, when they are leading to the green pastures or by the still waters.
这个牧者, 有什么能够喂他们呢?
What does the shepherd have to feed the sheep?
如果这个牧者不去到神的面前，你怎么样喂养这帮小羊呢?
If the shepherd does not go before the Lord, what do we have to feed the sheep?
我们很需要知道这群羊是神的羊，不是我们的羊。
We have to realize this is God's flock and not our flock.
这个只不过是暂时托管了给我们。The
flock is temporarily in our care.
我们不是按照我们自己的性格，我们的喜好去牧养这班羊。
Not according to our own personality or our own liking that we would shepherd the flock.
那是需要按照我们大牧者，我们主耶稣那个性格来牧养这群羊。
But it is according to the nature, the character of our great shepherd, our chief shepherd, that we would flock, tend to the flock.
神对这个牧者对长老的要求，不是限制他们。So
the requirement of the shepherd, of the elder, is not for them to lord over the sheep.
什么叫限制呢?
What does it mean to lord over the sheep?
你如果回到旧约律法，你就知道什么是限制。
If we go back to the law in the Old Testament, then we will understand what this means to lord over them.
很多規條,
there are many statutes.
能够，你应该做这个，你不应该做那个。
Things that you ought to do, you must do, and those things which you cannot do.
这班羊成为了傀儡，他不晓得自己去选择，不晓得怎么样去跟随。
Such sheep then will become puppets, and they do not know how to choose on their own or to follow on their own.
一个成功，或者叫姑且话成功嘅牧者，唔系将人带到自己嘅面前，系将人带到神嘅面前。
Let me perhaps put it in this way. If you are to be a successful shepherd, I use that word as an illustration. To be successful is not to bring the sheep before your presence, but to bring the sheep before God's presence.
有一天这些羊不再依靠你，去亲自依靠主。
One day when the sheep no longer will rely on you to depend on you, but to depend on the Lord Himself, how beautiful would that be?
起初的时候可能会每时问你要问你，但以后佢能够亲自问主，佢唔再问你，这个系最漂亮。Perhaps
at the get-go they will always come with you with questionings to ask for your opinion, and later on they will go personally before the Lord to ask, and that would be most beautiful.
凡事作群羊嘅榜样。
To be examples in all things to the flock.
不是再叫他们做什么，而是自己显为这个榜样。Not
to tell them to do certain things, but you yourself be that example.
带头羊如果过河的时候，带头羊先跳过去。
And so if you're the shepherd or you're the lead sheep, you're to cross the waters, you be the first one to go.
羊就跟着你过去。
And then the sheep, the rest of the flock will follow.
彼得就在这几十年里面，
And this is how Peter in the decades he lived was an example to the flock.
他已经不同了，不是以前那个彼得。No
longer was he the Peter of old.
以前的彼得是一个很boastful、很夸自己的彼得。Peter
of old was one who was very boastful.
但到现在这个彼得，他是可以被更正的彼得。
But now he is a Peter who can be corrected.
大家在读加拉太书。
We are reading the book of Galatians.
看见彼得可以被他后辈保罗来更正。
We can see Peter was able to be corrected by one who came after him, by Paul.
因为他里边现今再不是他自己。
Because now it is no longer Peter who lived.
他里边唯有基督。
But only Christ.
他里边也都没有一个 怀怨的心，保罗居然咁样样嚟话我啊！He
would not have a revengeful or despising heart of Paul and say, "Well, who are you that you would stand up to me in this way?"
嚟到彼得后书嘅时候，佢嚟到劝诫，佢喺嗰度同保罗同作见证。我保罗弟兄所写嘅信里边有啲系难理解嘅，你哋唔好强解啊，就落入沉沦啊！
So even at the end of 2 Peter, he says of his dear brother Paul, who also writes to you the wisdom that God have gave him, he writes in the same way in all his letters, speaking of these matters, and some are difficult to understand, but do not be ignorant and unstable to distort the word of God as some, that to their own destruction.
彼得不会这么说，你看看保罗的书信又长又沉又臭，听我彼得这些简单明了。
So Peter would not say, well, look at the letters of Paul. They're long-winded, they're hard to understand, they don't make sense, but look at my epistles. They're simple and to the point. He does not say that.
如果彼得里面怀怨的话，他这么难读，不要读彼得前后书就行了。
And so if he was, Peter was revengeful or had a thing out for Paul, he would say, well, it's so difficult to understand those letters of Paul. Don't read his letters, just read my letters.
但是彼得里面没有。
But it was not that way with Peter.
我亲我的弟兄保罗。
It is my dear brother Paul.
这个是神仆人的胸襟。
And this is the magnanimous heart of a servant of God.
他在那里，好像施浸约翰一样。
Just as John the Baptist there.
愿他兴旺，我要衰微。
He must increase, and I must decrease.
一个神的仆人，是将人带到神的面前。
A servant of God will bring man before God's presence.
有一天，我的服侍。
If one day the Lord no longer will use my ministry, that is fine.
只要我愿神的托付，将羊群带到主嘅面前。
I have fulfilled the commitment of the Lord to bring the flock into His presence.
一个曾经被主碰过嘅人。
One who has been touched by the Lord.
碰过复活嘅主嘅人。
And have met and touched by the risen Lord.
呢个光喺佢里边从来都唔会暗淡。
This light will never fade within him.
主给他的托付不会过去。
And the commitment which the Lord have given him will not pass.
盼望我们里边能够经历到主给我们经历得到他，给他们的摸过。
Would it be in our own experience that we would experience the Lord himself, that he would touch us?
我们晓得是主。
and that we will recognize and realize it is the Lord.
啊, 当我与主碰过主的时候, 我们这个人就不一样。
And when we have met the Lord, no longer are we the same.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
Oh, 主我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你是何等, 啊, 怜悯的主。
What a merciful Lord you are.
Oh, 你愿意到地上来寻找罪人。
You're willing to come into this world to seek for sinners.
不单只是这样。
Not only so.
你叫我们被得着。
But you gain us.
并且你又常常地来喂养我们。
And you often feed us.
虽然我们在主面前曾经有过很多的软弱，
and even though we have so many weaknesses before you,
但在主的怜悯， 你常常回来寻找我们， 问我们问题，
but it is by your mercy you always seek us out to ask us a question,
并且在我们的生命里面， 兴起很多的环境， 让我们认识是主，
and even all throughout our life, you arrange circumstances to let us see your hand at work that we know it is the Lord.
Oh, 主啊, 叫我们的灵魂来苏醒。
May you quicken our spirit and our soul.
引导我们来走义路。
That you will lead us on the path of righteousness.
Oh, 主啊, 真的叫我们来到, 知道是主的时候, 主啊, 我们真的不一样。
So that when we realize it is the Lord, no longer will we be the same.
Oh, 好像彼得一样。
Just as Peter.
生命被主了完全的改变。
How his life was completely changed by the Lord.
不是再是他自己。
No longer is Peter.
他的服侍乃是甘心乐意。
But it is a service of a willing heart.
虽然我们不是个个来做长老。
And even though not all of us will be elders.
主啊, 但是我们需要有彼得的经历在我们的里面。
But we need a similar experience as Peter in our lives.
今天主早上, 引领我们向我们来讲话。
Lord, we thank thee this morning. You lead us and you speak to us.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.